Today we're going to talk about Twitter Spaces and how you can use that for ministry. Hey everyone, my name is Tom Pounder and this is the Digital in 5 show. This is the show where we take 5 minutes to talk about digital tools and trends that are happening around the world and applied into our ministry context. And today we're going to talk about Twitter Spaces. So as you know, social media is an ever-changing evolution of technology. What was fresh and new last month is not fresh and new anymore. And one of the greatest examples I like to use is Meerkat. Back in 2015 at South by Southwest, Meerkat debuted, and it was a live streaming app where you could go live from your phone, and everyone loved it, and it was fantastic, and it was really, really popular at first. And then Periscope came out, and Periscope was then ultimately bought by Twitter, and it integrated into the Twitter app, and Facebook came out with Facebook Live. And before you knew it, Meerkat was no longer. In fact, it does not exist anymore. It was such a short period of time that Meerkat was really popular, but it was popular. In the same way, we have social audio right now. And in 2020, Clubhouse came out, but it got really popular in December 2020 up until February of 2021. But recently, it has definitely dipped. And one of the reasons why it's dipped is because, one, it's not the hot new thing. But then, two, other companies are experimenting with it and other companies are doing it. For example, Twitter. Twitter has released Twitter Spaces and it's been in beta form for quite some time, but it's run just like Clubhouse. It's a social audio platform integrated within Twitter. So all you have to do to get it is you have to just hit your compose button on your phone. It's only for your phone, it's not for desktop. You hit compose button on your phone, do a long hold on it, and then it will come up as an option to do Twitter Spaces. And then there you can just go through the process of creating your room and inviting people to join in. Now, the thing is, it's a direct competitor to Clubhouse, and where I think it has more legs than Clubhouse is because it has way more users than Clubhouse. See, one of the knocks on Twitter is that it doesn't have as many users as Instagram or Facebook or even YouTube. The problem is, though, Clubhouse has even less than Twitter does. So I love Twitter. I love living on Twitter. I think it's a great opportunity for us to experiment on Twitter because Twitter is doing a bunch of new things. Spaces is just the beginning. They're doing a lot of other things right now that I think is going to make it a very dominant platform, leaving behind Clubhouse. And now, even though people are still on Clubhouse, it's definitely not as popular as it was before. So that is what Twitter Spaces is, and that's how you start to use it. But the question is, how do you use it for ministry? There are definitely some great options that you can use it on for ministry purposes. And, you know, it's the same way you can use Clubhouse. But some of them are, you can use it for sermon and after church discussions. You know, you can set up a Twitter Space room for you to discuss the message or this church service right after your service ends so that people can then just get on Twitter, go into their platform, connect with your church or your minister, wherever you're doing your spaces at, and discuss it for, 15, 20, 30 minutes, however long people want to discuss the sermon or the church service, you can do that. That's a great opportunity for you to do that. Secondly, is you can do Bible studies on it. You know, we're always looking for ways to do Bible studies, reach people and disciple them, but also reach new people and do outreach. And by doing it on Twitter Spaces, you have much more greater reach to just catch the random person who is just scrolling through their Twitter feed and see that you're doing a Bible study on hope or Bible study on James or Bible study on love or forgiveness, whatever the topic is, they might catch your interest and they want to join into your Twitter space and learn more about God or be discipled a little bit more. So you can do Bible studies on there. Another thing is just kind of like what I was talking about with Bible studies, but outreach opportunities. You know, the great thing is you don't have to just do spiritual things on Twitter spaces. You can do fun things like, hey, remember the 90s room? And you can just get people in there to talk about the 90s and what they love. I know I would join that room. In fact, I've joined rooms like that where they talk about a movie or they talk about something not spiritual. If it piques their interest, they're going to listen to it. You could do a book club on that as an outreach opportunity. So it provides you great opportunities to catch other people. And if you use your hashtags right, you can share it with people and gain their interest and gain their thoughts. So I would encourage you to think about just outside the box outreach opportunities where, again, you're just using audio and talking about people and conversing with people. It's a great opportunity for you to connect there. And lastly, this is a kind of a fun thing, is just you go into a room and learn from others. Again, one of the great things about social media is it's not just always you talking to people, it's you learning from other people as well and you engaging in their conversations. I love popping into rooms and just chatting with them and sharing my thoughts or input, but also listening to them and find out where they are, and I can make real connections. Again, because you're connecting with people on Twitter, you can start to follow them, you can start to engage with them outside of the space. So it provides you a great opportunity to learn from others. So those are my four thoughts. They're not the only thoughts that you can do, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. So if you're watching this on YouTube or online, definitely hit it in the comment section below. Or if you're listening to this on iTunes or Spotify, definitely hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. But social audio is a new thing, and I think it's gonna be a popular thing for a really long time. And as different platforms integrated into their platforms, they're going to have great opportunities for churches and digital missionaries to use this as an opportunity to connect with people and share the hope and love of Jesus. So I hope you're able to do that today, and I hope you continue to learn about Twitter Spaces and social audio down the road. All right, heroes, well, that wraps it up for our Digital in 5 show. Again, definitely subscribe to it on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube, or go to ymsidekick.com. There, I've got all my content there. And you can learn things through blogs, podcasts, through vlogs. I've got the Digital Bootcamp Facebook group that you can learn about, where we got ministers all together learning digital tools to expand our reach in ministry. So I hope you're able to do that today. All right, heroes, well, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.